What's the realistic expectations for the Sixers? Sam Cassell, it's time for this brother to get a head coaching job. We'll talk about that and more on today's Locked On 76ers.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. First-time users can receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's prizepick.com, promo code Locked On. Thanks for making Locked On 76ers your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. So, look, I've been thinking a lot lately about the realistic expectations for the Sixers. You know, me and Devon, this is Keith Pompey, by the way, for Locked On 76ers. Devon Givens isn't here for you this morning. But, you know, we sit back, me and my man D, my co-host, we go back and forth on the realistic expectations for the Sixers. And, you know, that's a really big question for me, and something that I keep going back and forth. Now, I get it. I know that they hired Nick Nurse, and Nick Nurse is a great coach. He's hired to get them out of the second round. I mean, of course, to win the championship, but like as I mentioned before, I think everybody says they want to get a championship. But when you look at it and you see how Doc Rivers was fired and Brett Brown were both fired for their inability to get this team out of the second round, you know, the realistic expectations for me this year is for the Sixers to get to the Eastern Conference final, or that's the goal. But the more that I look at it, I'm looking at this Boston Celtics team. You know, I'm looking at the Milwaukee Bucks team. I'm looking at the Miami Heat. And if everything comes back, now, again, Nick is a great coach. Doc was a good coach, too. Doc is Hall of Fame coach, right? You know, right now, early on, I can't say that the Sixers, the way this roster is currently constructed, I don't know if they're getting out of the second round. And I'm sorry. The thing is, when you look at it, James Harden, if he comes back, will be a year older. You know, Joel is Joel up to his game. But in order for them to make it, I think that Tyrese Maxey, I mean, what I mean by make it to the Eastern Conference Final, Tyrese Maxey has to take his game to another level. Joel Embiid has to remain healthy. I mean, you ask what type of level can he go to. Now, even though he's the MVP, he can take it to another level. I mean, if he shows a little bit more consistency in regards to his playing at 100%, giving it all, doing that. But I think it's going to be those two. They're going to have to do it. We don't know with Tobias Harris, so we're just assuming Tobias is here. You got to get him a little bit more involved. James has to continue to be that facilitator, getting all these other guys involved. You know, George Niang's going to have to knock down shots. If he comes back, he's going to have to play better defense. But all that has to happen for them to make it out of the second round. But I'm looking at the Boston Celtics. I think that they're going to be better. I do. I mean, you know, again, a lot could change. They could have a different roster, just like the Sixers could have a different roster. But if everything's coming back, Joe Mazzulla added Sam Cassell. We'll talk about him more in the next segment. But Sam is a guy who gets the most out of players. He's a guy that's going to probably help Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum out. Like, I mean, let's face it. Sam was on that Boston Celtics staff where they had Kevin Garnett. They had Paul Pierce. They had Ray Allen. He's seen how guys sacrifice, so he'll say that. He also won championships with the Houston Rockets, two of them. So he's going to be a great asset. So you look at that. You look at the Miami Heat. Yes, Jimmy Butler's going to get older. But if you look at it, Tyler Hero's going to be back. Victor Oladipo will probably be back. You know, this team is going to be back. And then the Milwaukee Bucks. So when you add on all these guys that they these other teams have, you say to yourself, like, yeah, they have a good coach. Probably the most sought-after coach this year of all the coaching jobs that was available. But the other teams are deeper. I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, Milwaukee, Boston, Miami. You know, I just see these teams standing in the way of the Sixers, the way the roster is currently constructed. Now, I mean, you look at it, PJ Tucker is getting another year older, getting older. James Harden is getting a year older. Joel Embiid, a year older. Tobias, you know. And not to say that Tobias and Embiid are old, but, you know, 29, 30. About to be 30, 31. So, I don't know, y'all. As much as I want to think that everything is going to be okay and this and that, the way that this roster is constructed right now, I don't see them being a team that's going to say, hey, we got a new coach. They just going to go to the chip. I don't see it. I don't see it. I actually don't. I think it's going to be tough for them. I mean, just as tough as it is right now, right? But again, we all have opinions. Maybe they'll prove me wrong, but I don't see it, right? I want to talk to y'all about Prize Picks, right? You know, I'm a fan, and if people know that I'm not a gambler, we all know that. But at the same time, I like Prize Picks. I know, right? You're saying, how are you a gambler? You're not. Well, I like Prize Pick for the people who gamble because I feel like it's setting y'all up to get money, right? And I want to see y'all get paid, right? So, look, there's $1 million Super Flex promotion. Every day of the NBA playoffs / NBA finals we have right now, one Prize Picks user will win a chance to become a millionaire. One entry placed after 8 a.m. Eastern time will be randomly selected each day. Whoever placed that entry will be given a 6-pick flex with the following payouts. 6 correct picks, $1 million. 5 correct picks, $80,000. 4 correct picks, $16,000. Full details can be found at prizepicks.com/million. You must opt in at this link to be eligible for the $1 million entry. Once you opt in, all you have to do is play the game like normal and you could be a lucky winner, right? So like normal, what I'm doing is I'm picking Nikola Jokic to score more than 26.5 points. I'm picking Jimmy Butler to have more than 5.5 rebounds, right? I'm picking Kyle Lowry to have less than 6.5 assists. And I'm picking Duncan Robinson to have more than 3.5 three-pointer made, right? So how does this work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they will go score more or less than their Prize Pick projections, you can win 25 times your money on any entry. There's no competing against other people. It's just you and the projections available. Prize Pick offers projections on any sport that you watch, right? So, right, entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. Safe and fast withdrawals. Currently operational in 30 states and Canada. Download the Prize Pick app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Pick will give you $50. Don't forget to enter the promo code Locked On at sign up for an instant deposit matchup for $100. I I'm telling y'all, do it today, people. Definitely do it today. Now, Sam Cassell, right? Sam Cassell was an assistant coach with the Sixers the last 3 years. Did a phenomenal job. He developed Ben Simmons a little bit, right? Had been doing a lot of different things. Tyrese Maxey's been his baby since he's been here. You know, him and also I got to give Doc Riverson some credit, right? So assistant coach, when he was here, he helped him out a little bit too, right? Not a little bit, a lot. But when you look at Sam Cassell, he was great development coach. John Wall, a lot of guys, the list goes on and on and on and on. And you look at Sam and you keep saying to yourself, like, Sam keeps interviewing for these jobs, but he doesn't get the job. He doesn't get the head coaching job, right? He interviews. And sometimes you say to yourself, like, why y'all keep doing this to the brother? Like, seriously, why do y'all keep, like, saying, okay, Sam, come out here. We want you to interview, knowing you're going to give it to someone else. But at the same time, I'm waiting for that opportunity for him because I know that he's going to be a great coach. Now, again, you might say to yourself, does he need a veteran coach next to him, a guy who's been there before, a guy who can, you know, when it comes down to tough decisions, he can, like, talk it over with him. But in regards to a command of the room, Sam has it. He's a player that all the players respect. He does all types of things. You know, you look at guys like Ty Lue, somebody gave him a chance, right? Cleveland gave him a chance. Hell of a coach. Heck of a coach. You look at Chauncey Billups. Portland gave him a chance, right? It's time for people to give my man a chance, right? Sam Cassell. You know, it is because he's great. Now, I'm excited for him. I'm not excited for the Sixers, but I'm excited for him to see what he's going to do in Boston. The thing about Boston, when we look at the Boston Celtics, a phenomenal team, right, with their two stars. They play AAU basketball, though. It's kind of like your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn. And I think the guys genuinely like each other. I do. But it's just, it seems like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they got to be more fluid. Like, both of them need to play together, play great at the same time. And I think that's what Sam is there for. I mean, like I said before, he was with the 2008 Boston Celtics. That was the first time in a while. I mean, first real, like, everybody gives, like, the Miami Heat credit, right? They say, oh, look at the Heat when they did it. But the first time they had a super team, to me, you know, and you know, they had it before. Like, look at the Houston Rockets, the old Houston Rockets with Barkley and Autumn and Portland, you know, things like that. But this 2008 team had three Hall of Famers. They were all destined to be Hall of Famers before they even merged. Ray Allen, KG, Paul Pierce. Then they had a phenomenal bench, but they all bought in. And, you know, we talk about that, right? We talk about that. You know, Doc gets a lot of credit for it, but Sam was a player on that team. So he saw it. He knows everything. He knows the ins and outs. So with that being said, like, it's time, you know, he's going to be great for the Boston Celtics. He really is. But it's time for my brother to get a chance. It really is. I do. I believe he needs to go out there and show what he can do. Now, again, you know, you would hate for him to probably have to go the college route, right? Because sometimes I feel like when coaches go the college route, in my opinion, I think it, like, takes them off the market a little bit. It does. You know, look at Jerry Stackhouse. Jerry Stackhouse, when he was in the G League, he, for the Toronto team, he was a phenomenal coach. The man. Everybody gave him credit. The man. And then all of a sudden, he goes to Vandy. And don't get me wrong, he's doing great things at Vandy. But you want to, you know, it's like, it seems like, okay, well, he's in college. Well, we're going to give it to somebody else because he's in college, right? They don't talk about him anymore. Aaron McKee. When Aaron McKee was assistant with the Sixers, he was one of the great young basketball minds. And then he goes to Temple, his alma mater. And now you, like, you know, while he was there, you didn't hear about him as much. And then Temple struggled. It wasn't his fault. Temple, like, they got to upgrade the NIL deals, man. Temple, if y'all listening, upgrade y'all NIL deals, right? So it's one of those things where I feel like we forget about these guys when they go to college, and I don't want that to happen to Sam. Like, Sam could have taken a Temple job. He didn't want it, right? But we know he's interviewed for the head coaching job at Boston before, the Houston Rockets a couple times. You know, he's had other jobs at Utah. He interviewed there and the other ones. But it just seems like these teams know exactly what they want and who they're going to get. But they want to bring Sam in for an interview. And I'm just hoping and praying that my man gets an opportunity, because I'm telling you, he's going to be a phenomenal coach, a phenomenal coach. I mean, he has the most utmost respect from the players. You know, I think that it will do him some good if he got an old veteran coach on the side, great guy who can, you know, do things. Well, not do things, but he could basically, you know, get some advice from or run things by him in the heat of the moment, so to speak. But it's time to give my man Sam a job. It really is. It's time. I mean, Ime Udoka, nothing against him. Great coach. But, you know, Ime came from the Spurs, so he had this, and he went other places, and he got that opportunity. It's time for us to give Sam Cassell the same opportunity. You know, one thing I want to talk to y'all about is, like, this summer, it's kind of bizarre, right? It's weird that the Sixers don't have a draft pick, right? I mean, when I think of the 76ers, and I think it is, like, in my first couple of years, like, I covered the team for 10 years. I just completed my 10th season of covering this team. And this is bizarre because when I first got on the beat, the summer and the draft was everything. Seriously, like, the regular season was just something like a necessary evil, like it was. And then the lottery would come, and that was like the crazy part. Like, oh, what pick are they going to get? And then the draft would come. And I remember there were times where we were all staked out, literally. Like, we were staked out outside of PCOM, their practice facility, like, just basically, like, who are they sneaking in? I mean, I remember Wiggins and all this. It was just crazy, right? So that happens, right? And then it's like Summer League was like, that was like the NBA Finals around here. Like, let's see what Ben Simmons is going to do. Let's see what Markelle Fultz is going to do. Let's see what this person, that person is going to do. It was everything. And now you're like, whoa, they don't have any draft pick. And something in your mind is like, well, something's going to happen. Something always happens, right? I mean, you look at Daryl Morey's history. He's like, trades a lot. He does a lot of things. But it's like, but it's just a different vibe. Like, the draft is 16 days away. 16. Maybe even 15. I think it's 15 days away, right? So, 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks is when the draft is going to be here. And we'll see what the 76ers do. But, you know, I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of excitement, a lot of things that's going to happen. But it's just weird, though, because they don't have one. I mean, a lot of excitement from other teams, you know. But it's weird to me. But something keeps telling me Daryl's going to do something. They're going to make something happen. But, you know, I'm also excited to see what this summer league team is going to do. Like, I want to see what Matt McClung does. I want to see if Jaden Springer, is able to do, if he's a part of the summer league team. I assume that he will be. You know, some of these two-way guys, Lewis King, stuff like that. But it's crazy. I'm really looking forward to it. Look, I thank you guys for listening to today's podcast. I'll be back with D in a couple days. But you can follow Divine Givens. You can follow him on Twitter at Divine G 975. You can listen to him on 97.5 FM radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers. And you can read my articles at Inquirer.com. I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great day.